You know, when we think of computers or our technology or the internet, we most often think of those of us who have been using computers for a while, a desktop or a laptop or now our phones, really, in many ways, our portable computers. But it's gotten even bigger than that. Now we're talking about something called IoT. You may have seen it somewhere. IoT. And it's called the Internet of Things. Dave Sawyer is with us. As we said before, Dave is the technical director at the Heartland Microsoft Technology Center. Dave, what is the IoT, the Internet of Things, and what does it have to do with that basketball in your hands?
Well, the Internet of Things is really putting sensors and capturing data from things that are in our normal environment. And so this is an interesting one just because of the time of year. It's a basketball made by a company called 9450. 94 is the number and then the word 50 spelled out. Mm-hmm. And it is an Internet of Things basketball. It has sensors in it. It charges on a little stand and then connects Bluetooth to your Apple or Android device. And so with this, you can basically count your dribbles. There's a bunch of skill drills that you can do.
I love it.
You can have a dribble power test. There's even actually a smart net that you can hang up, and it'll actually track when the basketball goes in the net.
And there's nothing weird about this, by the way, when you look at it. You're sitting right next to it, Jeff.
Yeah, I actually got a chance to use it before we walked in, and it was very cool. I would put this on the must for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. If you have kids who love basketball and are into technology, what kid isn't nowadays, this is a great gift. It costs $100 and some odd, maybe?
About $175. Okay. So it's a little expensive for a basketball. But the idea is if it really helps you to get your skills up,
yeah,
that is where you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Then that's the whole nature of the Internet of Things is they become kind of, they're sentient in the sense of they are recording information around them and they are also being able to give that information out, this one through Bluetooth.
Right. So one of the things that they talk about with this particular basketball is that it's hard to track the shot time. So when somebody passes you the ball and then how quickly you can get the ball in the air past that. It's a very short period of time, very hard to track, but yet when you have a sensor-enabled basketball, you can definitely go ahead and do that. And that's a two-man drill that this enables.
I'm wondering, you know, given there was that terrible blocked net minding that went on in one of the early games in the NCAA, I believe it was, or maybe in the Big Ten series, I wouldn't be surprised if sometime soon all the basketballs in the NBA and the other ones are going to be that kind of a ball. With those kind of sensors.
Yeah, and this transitions right into wearable technology. Microsoft has a product called The Band,
right,
and it's been very popular. Came out in November, and it actually has 10 sensors on it. It has a heart rate monitor, a GPS, 2 days of battery life, and so it tracks your steps. It tracks how well you sleep at night, which is very interesting to how much restful sleep you have, how many times you wake up. It's really a great insight into just how you would normally live your life.
Now, can that information be sent somewhere? Could you, for instance, can you tap into your computer? Does it allow you to, like, keep a log in your computer?
Well, right now what the band does is you don't need to have your phone with you when you're using it. But if you have an Android, an Apple, or Windows phone, there's an application for
it. Oh, I got you. Okay.
And then so once you get back, it syncs all of your data from the band to your phone, and then you can see the heart rate that you had during the day, how many steps you took. It'll tell you your heart rate, resting heart rate at night, how well you slept. If you're running, right, it's going to go ahead and it's going to keep the GPS on all the time.
Wow.
It's going to tell you your pace. Your
what is
time
that run?
Running.
What does that run?
Around $200. So very cost effective. And 2 day battery life. So that's a really nice thing. You don't have to charge it all the time. It actually charges to 80% in 30 minutes.
Wow.
So I just pop it on the charger when I'm getting ready in the morning and I'm good for the whole day.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So while you're showering, getting ready, you can just put that on?
Yep.
30, fascinating.
Yep. 30 Dave, minutes gets you to 80%.
Dave, you had mentioned the basketball was $175. If you could spend $175 and get away with it for Christmas, you'd be doing very well.
Yeah, you're right. But this is also, I think this kind of, is it a good investment that the band is?
Yeah.
Because it's, for those people who are really into exercise, it's a great way of handling it too.
You know, it really does change your behavior, right? You find yourself looking at how many steps you've taken during the day. You set a goal. The band keeps track of that goal for you and tells you how close you become. You find yourself, as an example, parking a little further away than you normally would.
Sure.
Like, oh, I can get some extra steps. So let's walk across the street to lunch or walk a little bit further to lunch.
Right.
That way we get our steps in. Mm. So it's a great way to change your behavior in a subtle way.
Has it changed yours?
Yeah.
All right. So, now, for me, if I'm in Greek, if I'm going to lunch in Greektown, of course, I would look at that, and this is where it backfires. And I'm looking, I'd go from like Five Guys and go, okay, before I go back north to Quicken Loans downtown, let's see. Yes, I can get a cannoli.
Now, does it tell the time as well?
It does tell the time. So it actually is customizable as far as the face. It has time on
it. Oh, I gotcha.
And so you can have it, wear it as a watch, and the time can be displayed all the time, or it can be dark. I usually have mine set up to be dark, but I can have it as a watch all the time. It tells you your steps. It also has some other information on it, things like stock market, weather. You can customize the tiles that you see as part of that. And it also, if you get a text or an email, it will go ahead and remind you of those things as well.
Oh, okay. So it lets you know this. And if it's tied into your phone, then you have your phone to you can use to respond to that. But it's not necessarily going to play something there. Something I've got to ask you to explain to me is Azure. Now, I've heard of that. I mean, first of all, it's a color. But I mean, beyond that, it has to do with something with cloud technology. So, but I heard about it, but I really don't understand it. Can you give us a thumbnail explanation?
Absolutely. So Office 365 is one of our cloud services.
Okay.
Xbox Live is one of our cloud services. And for our business customers, we have this product called Azure, which you can use to do all kinds of things that a normal business would like to do. You could run virtual servers up there. You can go ahead and run web pages up there. It actually provides a directory for you. So we're adding all of these really neat offerings that run there. And you can think of this as a utility computing. So if you said, I want to run a virtual machine and I only want to pay for it when I'm using it, you could spin it up, use it in the cloud. It actually runs in our data centers. You can pick which data center you're running it in, East Coast, West Coast, even throughout the world. And then when you're not using it, you can shut it down and all you pay for is storage. So it's a great way to go ahead and take computing, and instead of making it a large capital expense, I'm going to go buy a bunch of servers for my business. Start out and say, I'm going to use this as an operational expense. I'm going to go ahead and set up a website, or I'm going to go ahead and use a database, and I'm going to use that as an operational expense, pay for it as I use it, just like you would a utility.
Bill, yeah, you deal with networks, you've dealt with networks. How does this how it makes sense from what you've seen?
Well, what I'm doing, if you're a startup company especially and you need to get files somewhere, there's a couple of companies that do security for us that actually use Amazon's product for the same thing. I've seen a lot of startup companies do that for server ideas because you can scale it as well. You start up with something that's a small thing. You say, okay, now we've hit so much load in the thing that we need another two or three or four servers, or just you have all the power of Microsoft or Amazon.
Instead of buying the hardware then... and you're just using as much of that service as you need.
That's right. We have
by the sip or by the gulp.
We have huge data centers filled with servers ready to go ahead and scale up if you need to. But for a lot of companies, they don't know whether some of these ideas are going to be small ideas that are going to stay small, or they're going to be small ideas that suddenly become really large.
I would imagine the other advantage to this too is that it's constantly kept up to date. It's constantly updated. You folks are the ones who are handling the hardware on the other end.
Absolutely. One of the surprising things about this is 40% of the machines running in Azure are running Linux.
That's interesting.
So it's not only a Windows product as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dave, for being here. It has been, you have done, outdone yourself again. The basketball has got to be one of the neatest things that you've shown. And I will take a snap of that, folks, so we can show you what it looks like as well. Thanks, Dave Sawyer, for being with us and for catching us up on all this Microsoft goodness.